Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to discuss capitalism, how capitalism works, that is based on advertising, consumerism. So the producer need to convince the consumer through advertising that they need to consume their product. We'll start by a very interesting development of capitalism in the last 13 years, and we're going to focus on UK advertising spending share 2008 compared to 2018. So in 2008, UK advertising was a mix of 25% newspaper, 23% TV, 20% internet, 12% direct mail, 10% magazines, 6% outdoor, and 3% radio, and 1% cinema. This was the mix in 2008, so when the financial crisis happened. Now, flash forward to 2018, 55% is internet, 20% TV, 7.9% direct mail, 5% newspaper, 1% or 2% magazine, 3% radio, 1% cinema, and 5% outdoors. So this huge explosion of internet or digital, a small reduction in TV, a huge decrease in newspaper is the development of the last 12 years. So everything now is digital. TV is decreasing, newspapers have plunged. Okay, so the next thing I want to show you is this funny drawing. So this is a critique of our news generations. It says the educator talks to her colleague after showing some cards with names of animals. She says to her colleague, "No response. We'll have to use the corporate logo flashcards again." And the colleague has a McDonald's flashcard, and the kids look a bit tired and fat, obese. This is a critique of our capitalism society, more and more internet-based capitalism, okay? The next thing I want to mention is the four types of market structure. This is important. So how capitalism is structured? By number of firms. If there is one firm, is a monopoly. If there are a few firms, is an oligopoly. Based on the types of and if there are many firms in the market, and there are two types of products, identical products and differentiated products. If there are identical products, is a perfect competition, for example wheat, milk, and if there are differentiated products, then it's a monopolistic competition, and that's like novels, restaurants. Okay, so if you want to survive in this crazy capitalism, I think you need to go to the differentiated product with a monopolistic competition. The last thing I want to explain, how does capitalism work, is how the competitive firm decides how much labor to hire. Let's say one labor produces 1,000 kilos of wheat, which gives a marginal product of labor of 1,000, value of the marginal product 1,000 euro, with wage of 500, so the profit is 500. The second worker, if he comes, together they produce not 2,000 but 1,800 kilos, with a marginal product of labor of 800, with a value of the marginal product of labor of 800 euro, and minus wage of 500, there is the profit of 300 for the second worker. If there are three workers, the output is 2,400, so the marginal product of labor is 600, the value of the marginal product of labor is 600 as well, minus the wage of 500, there is the 100 profit. While the fourth worker added is only adding 400 kilos of output per week. So the value of his work is 400 minus the wage of 500, so the profit is minus 100. Therefore, the fourth worker will be soon fired and the fifth worker won't be hired. This is how capitalism works, ladies and gentlemen. If you are fired, you know that the output of your company is not great, so they need to reduce the number of workers so that the output probably stays the same and they make profit. Alright, this is for today. Thank you very much. If you like this kind of analysis, please subscribe, like, comment. Bye bye.